Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. We're going to talk a little basketball on the podcast today. And first up is going to be with us is women's basketball coach Amanda Butler, who's coming off just an amazing season last year for your ball club. I want to kind of start there. If we don't, and I realize the past is past, and that's, right. You know, there shouldn't be looking back. But still, what a great first year, and what a great stepping stone to come in here to year two.
It really was, and I don't think it's looking back. I think it's just laying a layer of foundation that's really, really important for us and gives us a chance to stand on something as we go into this next year with a little bit more awareness of what it takes to compete. Certainly, we didn't win the league or anything like that, and that's ultimately where we want to be, but we do feel like we built a good foundation and kind of created an idea within our program of how good we can be and how good we're going to be.
Well, no doubt, success breeds success. I mean, both you and I, no doubt, believe in that. And to take your team to an NCAA tournament, and especially to go where you went in an NCAA tournament, I think was important for you as well.
You know, more than anything, and I'm going to just get soft for a minute, for those seniors to be able to experience that, it is such a cool thing. The NCAA tournament is just such a cool thing, and I wanted it so, so badly for Danny, for Aaliyah, for KP, you know, that had not been there before, and just to know what that feels like. And so it was a great milestone and a great story for our program. But for those three individuals, Simone included, but Simone had been to one before, you know, just I think a great way for them to end their basketball careers at Clemson. Very, very fitting for three awesome women.
All right. 2019-2020. Here we go.
Right.
First is, let's start, 8 new faces, so a vastly looking different lineup for you.
Yeah, we lost, so all the names that I just listed were all guards. They weren't just good basketball players. They all happened to be perimeter players. And so we're very young and inexperienced in our guard positions and our perimeter positions at the point position, you know, losing Danny and losing Simone. Those were two really big sets of shoes to fill, especially as defenders. But I really like our team. I really like the core that we have returning. You know, Kobe Thornton, I expect her to have the best year of her career as a senior this year. Same thing for Chyna Cotton. And then we've got a really, really strong junior core that we're going to get a lot of stability, a lot of leadership, and a lot of specialized playmaking out of that group. And then we've got all the youngins. We've got all the new faces, the 5 freshmen that you talked about, all of which I think are going to add in very unique ways. They're going to have to. All those new, you know, 8, we've got 15 kids total on our roster. Delisha Washington has to sit this year, so that puts 14 active players. So 8 of our 14 will be new. That will be their first chance to play in a Clemson uniform. So there's going to be a lot of discovery. There's probably going to be a few rough edges as we go through that November schedule, which is very, very challenging in December. But I really like the pieces of our puzzle. I like the way this team loves each other, and I like their commitment to the way we do things.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the 5 freshmen, then, if we can. 2 of them from overseas, all right? So a couple of Australians will come in. But the neat thing about that is because they're flipped down under, so they went through summer 1 and summer 2 with you.
Big advantage for those ladies. Isis and Hannah. Isis will be playing the point for us. Hannah will be an inside player that can step out and shoot the 3, though. Good athletes, good workers, really, really good people. Isis obviously is one of the people that we're hoping will fill that opening at the point guard spot and shoulder some of those minutes. Hannah just adds a highly, highly skilled piece to our inside puzzle. She's learning how to play defense the way we want her to play defense, but great size, tremendous work ethic. She's one of those kids we have to kick out of the gym. You know, we got to tell her, go home and eat dinner and don't come back till tomorrow, because she'll come back after tutoring and shoot more, which you love to see. But very driven on and off the court, you know, great student as well. Those two are, I expect, to make immediate impacts.
You know, part of your mantra last year was, right, we're going to drag you into the mud and we're going to make you play here. And if you don't like it, that's just too bad. That's what style of play is going to change any for you? Is it still going to, you know, guess what? We're going to be who we're going to be, and we're going to drag you, and you better enjoy playing this way.
We still feel like defensively that we're going to be that sort of a team where we want to be a little bit disruptive. We don't want the game to be pretty. We want it to be physical. We want it to be aggressive, and we want to be dictating the action. I think the biggest difference in style of play, well, we've got a little bit more skill and a little bit more depth on the offensive end. We were short on skill, so last year, so that defensive style and becoming the ugly ducklings and that identity that developed was out of complete necessity. If we weren't that, then we weren't going to be competitive. This year's team's got some different options because we can score the ball, we can shoot the ball a lot better across the board than what we did last year. So I think we'll see some similar things on the defensive end. On the offensive end, we're going to have just a little bit more capability and a few more ways that we can put pressure on opponents' defenses. All in all, though, we still want to be that tough-minded team. We still want to be that team that we hope our opponents hate to play.
All right, we can shoot the basketball. All right, so to me that means so it's three things. It's either low block, it's either, you know, that intermediate game, or it's shooting the three. Is there a little bit of all of that that's there?
A whole lot of the inside game. You know, we're returning Tyler Bennett, and her offensive game just continues to improve, and a lot of that credit goes to Tyler and how hard she works at it, and then also Shimmy Gray Miller, who coaches our fives. But Tyler is going to still be our defensive anchor, be that paint protector. But like I said, she's scoring the basketball, catching the basketball, making plays a lot differently and at a higher level than she was last year. We've already talked about Hannah. Hannah adds a tremendous amount of skill to that group as well. One of the new players that was sitting out last year, that's Michaela Hayes. Michaela is kind of somewhere in between Tyler and Hannah. She's brings offensive skill, can shoot the three, but she also has great size, great athleticism, and is very, very capable of being a good shot blocker. And then also in that inside mix, we have another freshman, Amari Robinson from Georgia, who is really emerging to be, at this point in the season, possibly our best communicator, which is just such an important thing for you to know within a team unit, is who can we rely on to get us all in the right spots? Who's going to say the right thing at the right time, bring the right energy into huddles and those sort of things? And to have that coming from a freshman is really, really exciting. She's smart. She's got a high basketball IQ. And then she also has a corresponding offensive skill set that is very, very high. And then, of course, Kobe kind of we're going to play her at multiple positions this year, but we'll still post her up some. She's worked really hard on her three game as well, so we hope to extend her game a little bit more, get her a little more adept in the mid-range game. But it will begin for us still in the paint. You know, we have that offensive saying that we really like threes, but we love layups. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to keep trying to do the best we can to get that highest percentage shot every single time down the floor in transition or whenever we can get it. But it'll begin with the paint. And then, like I said, we're going to be able to shoot the ball a whole lot better. That charge is going to kind of be led by two people. Kendall Spray was another one of our transfers that was sitting out last year. Kendall has a chance to be one of the best shooters in the league this year. Certainly has the potential to be the best shooter that I've ever coached. Has deep range. Another really skilled kid, has worked super hard on our game, our conditioning, on our body, on our counters, but is just a fantastic shooter. Same thing with Destiny Thomas. Destiny, who's one of those junior anchors for us, really, really relying on Destiny and Tyler for leadership. But Destiny's three-point shooting has really become a consistent weapon for us. So really much more of a balanced attack than what we had last year.
League is going to be what the league is. I mean,
right.
I mean the ACC is just, I mean, you know, it's the juggernaut that's about to come at you.
Always, you know, and that's what, as we go into recruiting, one of the things that we're talking about, you know, if you're good enough to play in this league, then you're good enough to pursue a career in basketball after college. If you're good enough to win a championship in this league, then you're good enough to be playing in the last game of the season, that national championship game. So there's a lot of work that still has to be done before we be ready for that ACC season. Tremendous talent, tremendous coaching, returning some new faces in the league as well with coaching. But, yeah, we know what that's going to look like. And it's just going to be good, fun competition at the highest, highest level of women's basketball that's being played anywhere.
Well, this is the last thing I'm going to talk to you about. And it's just something you just said, you know, playing after Clemson, being able to – how excited are you with the women's game, with what is happening now? It's not just here in the United States, obviously, with the WNBA, but elsewhere around the globe now. All of a sudden, the women's game really is exploding.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, you can look at our recruiting footprint that, you know, we can go and recruit Australians and feel like that as freshmen, that those are players that can come in immediately and help us. But, you know, basketball is a global game. And it's always been that way on the men's side, and the women's side has kind of trailed a little bit. We're right now in the midst of the WNBA championship, and that's just basketball being played at the highest level. You look at the college game in our country, and you see how high level it's being played. And then you look at those rosters, and you see there's so many teams, in particular in our league, players from Belgium, players from Spain, players from really just all over the world. And anything that just continues to elevate the level of competition, the actual level of the game, I think is a good thing. So it is a very exciting time to be coaching women's basketball, to have this honor and privilege and blessing to be coaching it, and then to be coaching at such a special place like Clemson.
2 or 3 days into this, all right, so your season's just opened up for you. Embrace it all. I know that you will.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. We're going to work hard, and we're just going to keep trying to get a little bit better every single day.
All right, so from women's basketball, we go over to men's basketball and visit here with Brad Brownell. Brad, first and foremost, obviously everybody focusing in on the summer and what happened with the program, winning the gold medal. And it's one of those things that you can't give enough money for the experience that you and the guys had overseas.
Yeah, it was great. It was a tremendous life experience as well as basketball. But to be able to represent your country and to go overseas and to wear the red, white, and blue, just, you know, something that most people don't get the chance to do. And I thought we took great pride in that and just couldn't be more pleased with the way our guys played. We brought a group of really a new team with 7 new players, and to get them to get together, to buy in, to get to do what we wanted done, and to have the experience of coaching this team for 6 or 7 games over there first was hopefully something that's going to help us. So I think we're in a good place right now. We're still trying to figure out our roster a little bit, which is challenging. But having said it, I really like the way our guys have approached things starting with this summer.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, you got 2 guys that are appealing to the NCAA for eligibility. Obviously, you have 2 guys that are injured. One of them, Clyde Trapp, happened, obviously, right prior to going overseas. Jonathan Bears was a little bit prior to that. So, I mean, that's part of the formula. I guess you sit there as a head coach, you scratch your head a little bit, but I know you're going to, hey, all right, let's make the best of it.
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do. We're not worried about, you know, who doesn't play. We got to be ready for the guys that do, and I thought we did that, and it was fun this summer. We had 11 guys. We played them all in every game and shuffled them in and out in different ways, sometimes 5 in, 5 out, sometimes 3, sometimes 2, sometimes 1, and guys did an unbelievable job of accepting that, buying into roles, and really just playing for team. And, you know, it really was rewarding because of that. I think when you get this new group of guys, you have 7 new players, they all want to make a great first impression. So they're listening, they're very coachable, they bring tremendous energy, and I thought we played with incredible energy overseas. Playing a little bit differently, we picked up full court because we have more depth, we have some good athleticism. I thought defensively that's where our strength was, and it helped us. And then offensively, you know, we're playing without a true center for the first time in a while, and so we've moved Amir Sims to the 5 spot, and I think he's thriving in that place, in a position where he's somewhat acting like a point center, and other times just taking the other team's big man away from the basket and opening the basket for our other guys. So this trip was very good for me, and it helped validate how I wanted to play with this team this coming season. And again, couldn't be more pleased with the way our guys played.
Well, just listening, talking to the media, the thing that you, I think, like about Amir, too, is that the way that he's embraced the leadership role. Y'all have groomed him to do what he's about to do.
And he's more of a natural leader than some guys the last couple of years. I think we've had some good players, good people, but just a little bit quieter guy, whether it's Marquise or Shelton. I think those guys are both, you know, a little bit different in personality. Amir's a little more big personality. Certainly has a great presence, maturity about him. We've kind of a guy that we thought would be a leader by his junior year, and he certainly is that. Commands a lot of respect in our locker room, and our guys really are listening to him a good deal. I think when players drive their team, that's when your team is really has a chance to be good. And our players certainly respect Amir because of how he plays and the way he approaches his craft every day.
All right. I know we've talked about two guys waiting, but you do have a couple of transfers also that went with you to Italy and played very well. And those guys had to come and know their roles on this team.
Yeah, we got two grad transfers, Tevin Mack from South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina, by way of Alabama, is a guy that we think can really score, make shots, good size, experience, big physical body, and played well for us over in Italy. Curran Scott is a guard from Tulsa that plays a couple different positions, good three-point shooter. You need experience in this league, and we knew we needed to go out and find one or two grad transfers. When Jonathan and Clyde, you know, went down, we knew that, hey, we've got to get experience. And when Jonathan went down, we knew we needed another front court player, so we went and got Tevin, and we plan on getting Curran. And so it's just, I think those guys have been good. I think Italy was good for them, and I think they'll help us a good bit, especially come ACC play.
Right, here's the other thing. This will be the last thing we talk about. November 5th is coming up on us. I mean, it starts right with an ACC game, part of this new deal of going to 20 conference games. So no rest for the weary. You're going to jump right into it.
Yeah, we decided as a group of coaches with TV that, hey, we're going to start the season with an ACC game. It sounded like a good idea back in the spring, but I think it's great. I think it's exciting. We've got three games the first week. We kind of plan that around a football, home football weekend. Virginia Tech on a Tuesday, Presbyterian on a Thursday, and Colgate, an NCAA tournament team with basically their whole team back on Sunday. So I think it's great. I think we're hopeful that fans will come out to Little John that week, go to the football game on Saturday, stick around on Sunday for the Colgate game, and really support this team and watch what I think is going to be a very fun, exciting team to watch this year.
No, I'm right there with you. Hopefully the people will fill up Little John. By the way, season tickets still available for sale. You can purchase those online through the official website of Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com. All right, brother. Hey, all the best as you work your way through this. Looking forward to the year.
Thanks a lot. Go Tigers.
There you go. Hey, Coach Brad Brownell. So heard from Amanda Butler, heard from Coach Brownell here on the podcast. Once again, for everything Clemson Athletics, right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com is the home. Enjoy the open weekend, folks. We'll look forward to getting back to football again next week when Florida State will come in to town, either 3:30 or 7:30. We'll let you know on Monday exactly when game time will be. For Amanda Butler, Brad Brownell, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.